Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Everybody likes Community Quick Hits.
Yeah.
Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Guitar.
Community Quick Hits. Sponsors.
Airstream of DFW and Twin Peaks.
There he is.
Well, the story was updated, according to this, about 50 minutes ago. And I think, Corby, you may even have one that's more updated than mine. But we're talking about the pileup, the icy, deadly pileup that happened this morning just north of downtown Fort Worth early today. Several fatalities. I'm hearing six confirmed dead in what was a normal morning on some icy roads, and a couple of vehicles lost control. And the dominoes fell, the chain reaction happened, and we are hearing that this pileup involved up to 130 automobiles, including several huge semi trucks that ended up resulting in the death of six people so far confirmed. And they're obviously not releasing the identities of these folks until their first of kin or families can be notified. But there's enough video footage out there for you to get an idea of what was happening this morning. The most convincing or graphic one is the one that you guys just sent me that we had all seen here a little bit ago. And it is it's filmed from the phone of a driver in a car that is in the opposing lane while this pileup is happening.
So he's going back south toward downtown, because this is right by downtown.
Yeah. And
so this accident is northbound?
Yes.
Okay.
And this guy is just filming. You can tell he's just holding the phone up to his driver's side window. And out of nowhere, which looks to be at a high, high rate of speed, a semi-truck that just cannot stop because of the ice just plowed.
It's shocking.
It's really shocking.
Because the video that he takes initially is, it just shows cars just kind of, they couldn't stop, and it's like, and you just hear this thud, thud, thud. And so nothing looks cataclysmic or death related from that standpoint.
Right.
And then here comes one semi and you're like, oh my God. And it comes plowing into these cars. Well, then within 10 seconds, here comes another semi that's going 50 miles an hour.
Dude.
And the destruction.
Oh, it, dear God.
It just screams of people died when that truck hit.
It's horrible.
Yeah, I don't recommend that video.
They're saying six people confirmed dead.
That's a miracle in and of itself,
I think. Got to be more, because if that is all there is, like Corby said, it's miraculous. This happened, let's see.
About 6:45.
Yeah, an automobile accident call. Fort Worth 911 Center received the accident call shortly after 6 a.m. in the southbound lane of I-35 West. And emergency vehicles were arriving, and the accident was still developing. Like, it was still going on. So the call comes in.
These are the toll lanes.
Yeah, emergency vehicles arrive. And as they're arriving, the damn thing is still going on. The chain reaction is still happening. And they said over the course of several hours, there were 26 fire department emergency vehicles, 80 police cars, and 13 ambulances on scene.
Man,
it spanned a half a mile between 28th and Northside.
I saw so many fire trucks out there, and, you know,
you see the overhead shot. There's one. It looks like it might have been taken from an overpass, a still photo. And it looks like a bomb went off. I mean, there are cars just piled on top and on top and on top of one another.
Dude.
It's horrible. Fire departments, this is where, you know, they'll have a lot of days where they're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Making spaghetti.
And then this.
Playing some hoops.
Can you imagine rolling up on this?
No.
This is why you do it. This is where you show what you've learned. This is where your training is put into action, for sure.
But something like this, you're not prepared for this. You have no training for 133 cars smashed into each other and trying to get people out of
on this scope
cars?
I mean, there's nothing they can replicate that will mirror this scope of what is happening, but these guys know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do.
And they just go by vehicle.
What?
And that's what they're going to have to do is still, probably right now. I don't know if it's cleared off. I can't imagine it's cleared off by now. If you're talking about 130 vehicles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it is absolutely just a horrible, horrible and nightmarish thing to even conceive, let alone to be in the middle of it.
They said a total of 65 people are being treated at area hospitals, and considering the time of the crash and the fact that it was on a weekday, and what else happened today? There's no school. They said that none of the people involved in the crash were reported as pediatric patients, so no children.
Miracle.
According to this, you know, recent report on DallasNews.com.
Absolute miracle.
Do you guys think 35... And I don't know why I feel this way, because there's many, many busy roads in this city. But I always feel like 35 is very much a... It's not local drivers. Obviously, there's a high percentage of them, but...
I know what you're saying. It's people getting
it
from
feels
city...
like point A to point B, yeah. And that's why you feel like it's semis, it's out-of-state plates often, it's people just... figuring out a way to get across this country or this state as efficiently as possible. And I kind of try to avoid them a little more. And I know that's not practical, but if I ever have a choice.
Yeah, I mean, unless I'm going to Oklahoma or Waco, I'm not going to get on 35 very often.
My whole life, the whole time in Texas, I've always kind of lived in Louisville or Flower Mound or Coppell or something north of the airport. And I've always... had a choice, and you could shave off a few more minutes if you went 35, or you could take these other less populated roads. And I realize 35E and 35W are different here, but I always pick door number two.
Yeah.
Just because my experience has been that that's where things, even though it might be a very low risk, it always feels a little riskier on 35 to me.
I
fear that road.
Yep, it's a little scary, especially 35 East. I don't spend much time over on the west side, but...
And with teens,
probably
it's
about
like,
the same.
Please don't go on those roads, please.
I'm reading also here on the Dallas News article, they're saying that because of the number of vehicles involved and the nature of these accidents, that the untangling of these cars is going to take multiple days. And what's going to happen over the next few days is it's not getting warmer.
No.
Oh my God!
It's going to get worse.
About that.
Yeah, and it's also reported that a large number of the people that were involved in the accident were healthcare workers wearing scrubs and hospital badges, because shift change for the hospitals and places downtown. It's 7 o'clock, so they saw a lot of people that were healthcare workers that were part of this crash. They said 4 of the people who were taken to the hospital were Fort Worth police officers that were on their way to work, and one was injured while working on the scene. But they were all 4 treated and released.
Oh,
but, yeah, man, can you imagine having to be one of these people that is in charge of untangling these automobiles and having them removed, and you're having to basically work in shifts to get that freeway cleared, and it's going to take multiple days?
Ugh.
I mean, what's happening on Monday? 1 degree?
I know. One.
And precipitation.
1 degree, yeah.
Because you got to clear that off.
Yeah.
And they're going to be working night and day, I'm sure.
This became a national story within hours. Because I was getting, like, alerts on my phone from CNN. You go to any national website and boom, that story is all over the place.
Yeah.
I always wonder...
how do you get out of there? What do you call?
Well, yeah, I mean,
your car is screwed. You're not going anywhere. Do you call it Uber? I mean, what the hell? How do they manage all this?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, even the deal of if you were involved in the early part of the accident, at what point is it safe to even try to exit your vehicle?
If you can at all.
Because there are impacts continuing to happen behind you. There's probably half walls on each side of 35, so there's really no place to safely exit. It's freezing.
Oh, so it started at 6 in the morning. It took till 10:30, so 4.5 hours it took before everybody had been rescued or removed from their cars.
Yeah.
So you're in there.
It's 27, 25 degrees.
Freezing your balls off, crunched in between cars, if you made it, and I'm, you know, 60 some odd people. Think about this. 130 cars were involved. 65 of those people in those cars went to the hospital. So let's just say half the people involved in this, in these collisions all went to the hospital. Half. That's a really high number.
Here's another wrinkle in the story really, really quick. State Representative Ramon Romero and Texas State Senator Beverly Powell took to Twitter this afternoon because they heard reports that the roads that the crash had occurred on had not been salted nor sanded leading up to the pileup.
Yeah, I just assume that.
I know the Dallas this morning, if there was a bridge, it was sanded over here.
Especially coming in towards downtown.
And even on 30, like going home last night, it said, you know, be prepared for preventative road measures, for icy road measures to be taking place overnight. They're saying that this tragedy deserves an immediate and thorough investigation.
Ew,
Romero tweeted,
boy.
This inclement weather was foreseeable and lives were lost because a private company didn't uphold its end of the deal.
So they just didn't show up to salt?
Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, most of the time something like this has happened, it's not in the middle of a city. It's out in the middle of who knows where you don't have immediate road services available. Like, I'm not saying it's never happened in a city, but usually when, you know, the conditions of nature turn the road into an ice rink, a city is best equipped often to at least address it on some level. Even, by the way, the addressing could simply be cop cars with their lights on telling everybody, slow your rear ends way, way,
right,
way down.
Or just blocking it all together. Like,
yes.
We're not ready for this or whatever. But we have, you know, Ice Force One and all sorts of these different vehicles that are supposed to, you know, at least protect you downtown.
Yeah.
At the very least, get you downtown. All right. Good stuff,
this.
Dan.
I hate this story.
No, it's a horrible,
it's a
horrible
bad one.
Story.
Storm Center next.